So we're just going to learn some Tanya. If you remember, Perek Beis of Tanya spoke about how there is something called a Nishmas Elokim Ma'al, that the Ribbono Shel, so to speak, Vayipach Ba'ap of Nishmas Chayim, part of the essence of a person comes out through that act of blowing. And therefore, the essence of the Ribbono Shel goes into the person, Al Yedei, Neficha, so our neshama has essence of the Ribbono Shel. Now, there are three parts of our neshama that we'll talk about as we go on. There's the nefesh, the ruach, and the neshama. We'll have to define those things. But if it comes from the Ribbono Shel directly, so that means that all of the spheros, all of the elements of the Ribbono Shel ends up within us, coming directly from the Ribbono Shel. There are in normal Kabbalah seven spheros. Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and Malchus. The Alter Rebbe's school of Kabbalah has 10 spheros. The top three are called Imos. These are like the mother spheros. And the lower seven, beginning Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, are called the Kefulos. The Imos, being the upper spheros, are in Chabad, Chachma, Bina, and Das. Right? This is, now it's called Chabad. Chachma, Bina, and Das are the upper spheros. These are, so to speak, the thought of the Ribbono Shel Olam before it is placed into any sort of practice. It's pure thought. Now, if our neshama comes from the Ribbono Shel, so that means our neshamas also have Imos and Kfulos from the Ribbono Shel, right? The mother spheros, the Chachma, Bina, and Das, are broken down into two categories themselves. There is Chachma versus Bina and Das. Chachma, in Alter Rebbe speak, he calls it on the Imos. It's like the mother category, but Chachma is like the Av. Right? Chachma is the male element, or it is like what we spoke about last time. It's just the machshava tchila. It is that barak, that first insight. That's chachma. That you're working on the problem. You just get like this insight. That's chachma. Bina is when you begin to take that insight. You're maven davar mitoch davar. Right? You take that insight and you find applications. Da'as is when you feel this real intimate connection to the idea, that the idea, so to speak, penetrates you. Right? The mashal that the Hasidim have is there was a fellow who didn't know how to read. And he had somebody who he hired as a melamed for his kids. And the melamed, because the guy didn't know how to read, would read all of his letters and tell him what it said. So he gets a letter that his father died, but he can't read. So the melamed reads him the letter. The melamed, when he reads the letter, it's just a bit of information. But he doesn't have das. He doesn't have like a real emotional attachment to that idea. The person whose father actually died, right, has the emotional attachment to it. So chachma is that first inspiration. Bina is taking the idea and like playing with it, applying it. And da'as is to feel a real connection to that idea. Once we have chachma, bina, and da'as, which are all, again, within the Ribbono Shel Kivyachol, whatever that means, but within us, we have pure knowledge. And then that knowledge, in its three forms, the Chachma, Bina, and Das form of knowledge, produces seven midos, Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferes, etc. But those seven midos in Kabbalah are really two that branch out. By the way, you could tell that this is like philosophy stuff. If you ever read like medieval philosophy, it's like, we have this principle. Of this principle, there are three extensions of each of these. It's like this very long, we used to call them gush charts. I don't know how you, there's some official term for those types of figures that like this leads to that, and they five different possibilities, and you just map it out like with the lines. So you have Chabad, Chochma Bina and Das, right? That's intellectual. That extends to seven midos that we have. Chesed, Gevura, Tiferes are things that we have, things that the Ribbono Shel Olam has, which we can perceive. We can't perceive HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochma Bina and Das. We can perceive the way the Ribbono Shel Olam appears in the world. And these midos that we have, the Chesed and the Gevura, all come from two sources. There are two main midos, which are ahava and yira. Chesed is a form of ahava. When I love somebody, I do chesed. That's ahava. Gevura is I have yira, I have recoil. The idea of Perek Gimel and Tanya is I focus on how great the Ribbono Shel Olam is. How the Ribbono Shel Olam is what the Alter Rebbe calls, what it says in Kabbalah, both Memale Kol Almin and Soviv Kol Almin. Ribbono Shel Olam fills the entire world, and the Ribbono Shel Olam, right? In other words, God is imminent and God is transcendent. Memale Kol Almin and Soviv Kol Almin. But I also, when I think about how great God is, so I have Yiras Haromamos. I naturally recoil because God is so awesome. Now, this is not fear. This is awe. Yiras Haromamos is I recognize how amazing Hashem is. Once I have that Yiras Haromamos, so then I have Ahava that leads, right, that I want to connect to it. And, right, that's Soma Lochanashi. I have like a fire that burns inside me. Fire creates a sense of thirst. When you're really hot, you get thirsty. You want to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. So what's going on is that you start with how amazing HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. You begin to focus on God. That leads to Yiras Haromamos. That leads to Ahava. And that leads to Yirah. Right? There are two degrees of Yirah. We'll have to talk about this as we develop the themes. Yiras Haromamos is, to some extent, just not putting anything into practice. It's not a midah at all. It's not. It's before Gevura. It's almost the das element of knowledge. You have a real connection that God exists. That's awe of God. That leads to chesed in the sense of the ahava that I want to connect to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And then I have the year, I have the fear that comes about, oh my gosh, I want to connect to Ribbono Shel Olam. Ribbono Shel Olam is so awesome. I don't want to mess stuff up. So what we basically are doing is we're saying that in the third perek of Tanya, we are beginning to develop this nishmas olokim mimal, this neshama that we have, contains all of the elements of the borei olam, all of the midos, the imos, and the kefulos. The main midos are not. Chachma, by the way, that first inspiration is like the av within those. Like what we spoke about last time, the male just produces that first thought, that insight that leads to that first day. It hasn't been captured anywhere, right? The real application of it, the bina, right, is the aim. And the das is the kesher that we can have to these ideas. This is already abstract, but it's going to only get more abstract as we go on. So let's have fun. Okay, Chevra, have a good day.